Last night I watched a movie called Miss Parker and the Vicious Circle. This movie is directed and co-written by Alan Rudolph, and there is a producer on it who, I'm forgetting who it is now. I thought for a second maybe it was Francis Ford Coppola, but I don't think it's him. A producer who I wanted to mention, I don't remember their name. I was going to kind of do some preparation for this episode. I was going to kind of get ready, do some research, but then I said, fuck it, you know what, I'm just going to wing it. So I signed up as of yesterday, May 1st, 2023. I am signed up for another month of the Criterion Channel. They have a brand new Jennifer Jason Leigh collection in there, which is really nice. That's where I saw this movie, and that's where I'm also planning to watch Synecdoche, New York, which is a movie I'm really excited about watching. It's a Charlie Kaufman movie. I've never seen it. Matty Healy from the 1975 was recently on the Brady Snellis podcast, and he said that it's his favorite movie of all time. I've been trying to watch it. So there's that. Jennifer Jason Leigh is an actress who I love and admire. She was in that movie Sister Sister that I talked about a few episodes ago. In this movie, I actually don't have too much to say about this movie. I was a bit bored by it. I'm not quite sure what the plot was, to be perfectly frank with you. There's a love story in there with Campbell Scott, and for a second I thought, oh god, is this going to be like some kind of like sappy romantic movie, which it isn't. It's a period piece set in, I believe, the Roaring Twenties, and Jennifer Jason Leigh is perfect for that era. She's also in the Coen Brothers movie, The Hudsucker Proxy, which I was trying to watch for New Year's, but couldn't find it, except as a paid rental, I believe. And then I saw it pop up on Canopy or somewhere, and I plan to watch it there if I ever get my Canopy back. So, yeah, I've just been in a Hudsucker Proxy mood. I've seen it many times. I saw it for the first time years and years ago when I was like, not even 15, I was probably 13, maybe not even that. I was pretty young when I first saw it, and when I first, like, really got into the Coen Brothers. I was probably around 13, maybe like 12. I could have been even younger, I could have been like 11. So, yeah, she's this kind of, like, roaring 20s, I don't know, dame. And Jennifer Jason Leigh is always, like, very good in that role for some reason. She's very convincing. This is a very different movie from The Hudsucker Proxy. It's very subdued. It doesn't have the stylings, any of the stylings of the Coen Brothers. It's like very, you could call it like a turgid Hollywood melodrama or a turgid Hollywood period piece. I wouldn't go that far. I think it has some life to it. It actually made me think of the line from Pulp Fiction. It's like a wax museum with a pulse. I tend to think that he's almost talking about period dramas with that line a little bit, or even like costume dramas. But this is interesting. I've been getting into period pieces a little bit, and I think this is a good one. I think I just need to stick with it and watch it to the end. I don't know. I think I just, part of it is being high, but also I just zone out while watching movies. And this is something that I've always done, even as a kid. It's just like I'm much more immediately struck by the visual side of a movie, usually, as opposed to the dialogue. Or even the music, although I'm usually struck by the music as well. Anyway, so I guess that's pretty much it. Miss Parker and the Vicious Circle. Thank you for listening. I'm Maxwell Haddad. This is Video Nasties. I'll be back on probably later today to talk to you some more. I was off for like almost an entire week, by the way. I don't know if I ever even mentioned that on the pod. I'm still a little fucked up about things in my life, things that I'm unsure about, but I had a good week. It was nice to be off. I really got to kind of relax and kind of collect my thoughts and collect myself and get some real work done, like here on the pod. and also in a couple projects that I'm working on, one in particular that I worked on, not just more than the other, but a lot more than the other. Anyway, I also want to mention that it's windy here, so I apologize if that's fucking with the sound. I'm off today, I'm off tomorrow. I kind of like went back to work yesterday, May 1st. Now I got another tiny vacation, tiny little vacay, 2 days off, and then I'm back again on Thursday. Anyway, so you'll be hearing from me. I hope you've enjoyed the last few episodes. Those were kind of my vacation episodes, even though I believe I neglected to mention that I was even on vacation when I recorded them. Again, thank you for listening. My name is Maxwell Hadda. This show is called Video Nasties. I'll talk to you again soon. I'm very excited about one other collection in particular on the Criterion channel. But I'm sure I'll get into some other stuff as well. I think May will be a good month on there. And I just did it. I said, fuck it. I caved. I saw what was on there. And I just went for it. I'm sure I'll only end up being signed up for the month. But I'm sure I'll also get some good watching in during that month. At least I hope so. I'm planning to. I enjoyed Miss Parker and the Vicious Circle to a certain extent. I also love the title. I neglected to mention that. Miss Parker and the Vicious Circle is a great title, and it's one of the reasons why I watched the movie. I had heard about it from somewhere, or I had heard of it from somewhere. And Alan Rudolph is a filmmaker whose work I'm not really familiar with. I know the name. I keep wanting to call him Alan Parker. But anyway, this is a kind of interesting, if somewhat bland, Hollywood period drama starring Jennifer Jason Leigh, Campbell Scott, among others. Check it out, streaming now on the Criterion channel. Peace. I've been thinking about jam bands, and this is really because of Time Crisis. Their new episode is called, I think it's called Fishbowl. Because Fish, the band Fish, played the Hollywood Bowl recently, and Ezra, Jake, Nick, I believe Seinfeld and company all went to this show, and they talk about it on the new episode. Now, I'm not here to promote their pod, but I found this pretty interesting, and it just kind of, this new episode I thought was pretty interesting, and it took me back to my high school days, my teenage years, my younger years, when the whole jam band discussion was a lot more kind of, I don't know, I guess prevalent. And I knew a lot of guys who were into jam bands and into the jam scene and presumably into jam music. I mean, I think they were definitely into the music, along with just the whole kind of, like, party scene and everything that comes along with it. I was never a big jam band fan. I'm still not. I think Fish is okay. I think DMB is okay. I think DMB definitely had some pop tunes. And in fact, DMB is also a pop band, in my opinion. They're more of a jam band, but and they're more of a live act, but they're also a pop band, and they had pop hits. Fish never had the pop hits, but they are one of the signature jam bands of all time, and listening to some of their music on the new episode of Time Crisis, I am into it a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to go listen to their album, or maybe I will, I don't know. I thought The Divided Sky was interesting. I'd like to listen to their first album, or, I don't know. They have a few albums. All their albums have, like, a few, like, standout tracks that I've either heard or, like, I'm aware of. Oh, Billy Breathes is the one that's supposed to be, like, their best studio album. But they're definitely a live act. I've never seen Fish live. I think, to me, with Fish, what it comes down to is that it's more about the instrumentation than it is about the songwriting. Now, they have some good tunes. I don't think Trey is much of a singer. I think he's a great guitar player. I think he's more of a vocalist than a singer. And I do like some of his vocal work. And as I said, I like some of the songs. I like some of the melodies. But to me, with Fish, it really does come down to the jams. And it's more about that. It's more about the instrumentation, the instruments, the players. It's more about that than the song, the quote-unquote songs. And they do have some actual songs as well. But to me, they're just all really strong musicians. I mean, Trey is a great guitar player. Fishman, John Fishman, who I have a personal connection to, is a great drummer. And I think I heard Trey say in an interview, or I read it, that he said, like, if somebody's going to see Fish, or he said, like, if he was going to see Fish, he would be going to see Fishman, the drummer. And he is arguably the best musician in the band. The other guys are great, too. I don't know too much about them. I mean, they're just a legendary jam band. And so, wanted to give a quick shout out to Fish. Yeah, I just, I don't know, I had this thought today that, like, these dudes who I used to hang out with who were, like, really into Fish and DMB and there's this band called Mo. And I'm from Connecticut, which is sort of jam band territory. I mean, now it definitely is because of Goose, but at that time it was already encroaching. It was already creeping up. It was already happening. So a lot of these guys were musicians who I was hanging out with. And they were sort of like, I don't know, almost like proto-frat guys a little bit. You know, this was back in like high school and middle school, sixth grade, eighth grade, whatever. And these guys, they were sort of preppy, but sort of like laid back. Jack Johnson preppy, you know what I mean? Almost like if they shopped J. Crew, they would get some kind of loose, crew neck sweater or something. Maybe a button up underneath it, but probably not. Probably just like a white undershirt, if anything. I don't know. It's just like this kind of laid back thing. And I was always more into indie music. I was listening to Radiohead. I wasn't listening to Fish. I now realize, and CT talks about it on the new episode of Time Crisis, it was sort of like, and there definitely wasn't this strict dichotomy happening when I was in high school, or maybe it was and I wasn't aware of it, but CT said that, like, it was kind of like either you were a Strokes fan or a Strokes guy or a Fish guy, and I was definitely a Strokes guy. And I'm even more into the Strokes now than I was then, but even back then I thought they were amazing. I never thought any of these bands were amazing, these other bands. I think it's amazing what they did, getting so famous and getting people to follow them all over the country and all over the world. But I just don't think the music itself is amazing, whereas it is with Radiohead, for instance. But they're more about the live act anyway. Whereas Radiohead will put out an album that will just, like, stand the test of time forever. And then they're also great live. They're also amazing live. I'm sure. I have seen Radiohead live, and it was not a good experience. But that's only one show. That's only one personally negative experience. So I should go see them again. Give them a chance. Would I go to a Fish show? Yeah, I would go. Would I have fun? Yeah, maybe. Would I get bored? Probably. But I would show up. I would be there. I would check out Fish. This is Video Nasties. I'm Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. I'll probably be back on tomorrow for more fun. Talk to you soon. See you in hell. Peace.
This has been a production of Reptilian.